Today is Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 149. Matt Scott is joined by Joe Whitaker and Tom Coffin talking about motion smoothing in display screens. Joe Whitaker starts off talking about the detriment of video options like gradient scaling and motion smoothing.
You know, manufacturers have always toyed with those things. You look at like the 2015 models of Sony XBR 4Ks, and they had a football button on them. I mean, they're always trying to have like these forced settings, which sometimes can work, but motion smoothing, gradient scaling, all of these other things that are options that they're like, that's so the guy that goes to Walmart and buys this TV can just like get quick fix, you know, calibration, and it's horrible, and it does bad things because, you know, that it's the opposite of what Netflix did. Is film is still filmed on film, mm-hmm. and you're watching it in a digital format, and when you use, you know, digital adjustments like motion smoothing, I think what Sony calls it, motion flow, it takes away from that effect of film. And it is it has caused a conversation within our industry. We saw the exact same thing when Samsung first came out with the 240 hertz TVs, and it looked like cookie cutter images in a person cookie cutter in front of a background. It looked fake. It was horrible. But that's what, you know, this digital processing does to things that are still shot and captured in analog. You know, that's why they tell you about a DAC. It's the same thing, you know. Get the best possible DAC out there that's not going to have a bunch of compression, because then you're digitally messing up analog recorded things. I mean, this is a huge conversation now, especially now that we're seeing 4K and 8K filming at frame rates that are unheard of. When you have all those digital settings on, a display does not know what to do with that much true cinematic content. And consumers are starting to notice it. The PSA, I thought, was brilliant. The nice thing about it was it kept one subject, just the motion flow. Was very short and gave you a link and told you how to Google and shut yours off. Thought it was extremely well done. I love the fact that it actually came from the motion picture industry. I'd love to see some by Spielberg, George Lucas. Give me one from Rick Rubin on adjusting audio settings. I mean that extremely impressive to me, because it backs up from a director and an actor what we've been saying for a decade. So that, I love it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.